One Man's Family, brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer and many other fine, dependable pharmaceutical products. Overheard between Henry, Clifford, and Fanny in the library of the family home.
Yes, yes, we just finished talking on the telephone to Elwood, Clifford.
How's he making out batching over there in San Rafael?
He's a little lonesome, I'm afraid.
He sure ought to be sore at the army, sending his bride to Korea before he's even had a chance to say hello in the bridal suite.
Mm-hmm, so that's how it is with the barbers today. Friends, there is an easy, pleasant way to relieve the stuffed-up, uncomfortable feeling of acid indigestion. Drink a glass of sparkling, pleasant-tasting Alka-Seltzer. That's right. Just dissolve one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets in a glass of water, let it fizz and bubble up, and then drink that refreshing solution. Alka-Seltzer goes to work with amazing speed. Yes, you're feeling better in almost no time. So here's the simple rule to remember. When acid indigestion causes distress, be wise. Alkalize with Alka-Seltzer. Chapter 1, Book 79. There's an autumn chill in the air tonight in San Francisco, and the stars are sharp and clear in the sky. Up in Seacliff, a log fire burns cheerily in the library of the family home, where the head of the House of Barber is talking on the telephone to Elwood Giddings. Elwood is now in San Rafael and has started his dental practice. His bride, Teddy, is somewhere in an Army hospital plane, flying back home with wounded soldiers from Korea, flying back to begin her married life with Elwood. And when she arrives, it will indeed be the beginning, for their marriage is still to be consummated. Father Barber, however, is sanguine about their future as he speaks reassuringly to Elwood on the telephone.
Yes, there's nothing to worry about at all, Elwood. Teddy'll be here by tomorrow or the next day at the very latest. By then, you'll be well settled there in San Rafael, and she can move right into a smooth-running household. Yes, yes. Oh, they'll unquestionably give her a day or two off, and you can get away for a short honeymoon. Eh? Oh, good, Elwood.
Henry.
Just a moment, Elwood.
It's all right, Henry. Go ahead. I didn't know you were on the telephone.
Yes, yes. Elwood, Fanny just came in. Eh? Oh, Elwood wants to say hello to you, Fanny.
Poor Elwood. I imagine he's lonesome over there.
Here.
Hello, Elwood. We're all just fine. How are you making out?
Oh, he did an extraction today. Impacted wisdom tooth.
Yes, Elwood. We have a nice fire going here in the library. Judge Hunter is coming over. He's been very anxious to meet you.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope she does, Elwood. Yes. All right. Good night.
Hi.
Oh, Clifford, I just hung up the phone. It would have been nice if you could have said hello to Elwood.
Oh, yeah. How's he making out, Batching?
I'm afraid he's feeling a little lonely tonight. Can hardly wait for Teddy to get here.
Oh, I feel sorry for the poor guy. If I were Elwood, I'd sure have it in for the army. Sending his bride off to Korea like that before he's had a chance to even say hello to her in the bridal suite. To me, that is about the worst...
Now, that's enough, Clifford.
Yes, yeah.
Okay. Hey, what time is the judge coming?
He'll be here any minute now. He said he'd be along about 8.
Is Jack coming over? Never hurts to meet the boss socially, they tell me.
Yes, it might be nice if Jack dropped in later, Henry. He and Betty.
Well, better wait until Glenn gets here. I got the impression that he had some business he wanted to talk over with me.
Oh, I didn't know it was business. I just thought he was coming to spend the evening to get away from that old club for a change.
Well, don't forget to put in a plug for Jack, Dad. He could use a little more dough than the judge has been paying.
I should think so. He certainly worked hard enough at that old office. Jack looked real drawn and thin lately.
Six kids are enough to make anybody look drawn, Mom.
Yeah.
Ooh, I'd hate to be saddled with a responsibility like that.
Responsibility builds character, Clifford. Perhaps if you had some of it, you could take some satisfaction in it.
Let myself wide open for that one.
Huh?
Never mind, Henry.
Well, Fanny, I was simply inquiring.
Oh, that must be Judge Honey. Want me to let him in?
If you will, please, Clifford.
Why, certainly.
Precisely, as the judge says.
He was imitating Glenn. Clifford's so sweet. I wish you wouldn't take those little digs at him that way, Henry.
I'm not taking digs at him, Fanny. I just want the boy to come to the realization that he's never going to amount to anything until such time as...
Precisely, Clifford. Precisely.
We'll discuss it later. Glenn's coming.
Right in the library, Judge Honey.
I know my way around here. Good evening, Fanny, my dear. You're looking beautiful as ever.
Thank you, Glenn. My, your hands are cold.
Get chilly out. Henry, how are you? Glad to see you.
Sit down, Glenn. Sit down.
And take this chair by the fire, Judge, and get warmed up a little.
Thank you, Clifford. Thank you. Invigorating weather. that body to it. That right, Fanny?
Well, there are times when I wouldn't mind.
Precisely. Hear that, Henry? Fanny and I always see eye to eye. Only time we didn't, she made a mistake. She married you.
Oh,
Glenn. Yeah, very funny, I'm sure.
I told Fanny that you were coming tonight because you had something important on your mind, but I see I was mistaken.
Yeah.
Getting the same so-called wit I've heard for approximately half a century. Oh,
you too. If a person didn't know how fond you were of one another, you'd think you were about to start a quarrel.
It's only when you're real friends that you can say the things we do, Fanny. I love this old curmudgeon here, and he knows it. That right, Henry?
We know each other pretty well, then.
Yeah, precisely. And, I do have a couple of matters I'd like to discuss with you seriously before I leave tonight. No hurry, of course. No hurry at all.
Well, if you excuse me, I think I'll go up and see what Paul's doing at the top of the house.
Yes.
I haven't seen Paul in some time. Is he pretty happy over Teddy's marriage?
Yes, he's very fond of Elwood, I think.
Understand, he's a very steady, reliable young man.
Oh, yes, he's a...
Is that your telephone? Give me a start.
Yeah, I got it. Hello? Oh, hi, Hazel. Mom, yeah, she's right here. It's Hazel, Mom.
I'll go upstairs and talk to her, Clifford. Tell her I'll call her back in a couple of minutes.
She's going upstairs, Hazel. She'll call you right back.
She'll want to talk a while. Give you and Henry some time alone together.
No. It's okay, Hazel. Sure. Here, Judge Hunter's here talking to Daddy. Well, Mom will be all alone. You can gab all you want to. Okay, bye. She said to say hello, Judge.
Good. You have a fine brood of children, Henry.
Well, this part of the brood will leave you to your own devices. Nice to see you again, Judge.
Thank you, Clifford. Give my good wishes to Paul.
Okay, night.
Yeah. Well, Henry, your family is getting so big you won't be able to keep track of all of them before long. Teddy with a new husband, and by Jupiter, you'll be a great grandfather before you know it.
You're jealous, you old bachelor.
Yes, sometimes I do envy you. Then, on the other hand, there are times when I don't. The last thing in the world I'd want to be is a father and have to hear what I've come over to tell you tonight.
Huh?
Henry, I've debated several days about coming and telling you this, but I finally decided that I wouldn't be a true friend unless I did.
What is it, Glenn?
It's about your son, Jack.
Huh?
Jack hasn't mentioned anything to you that took place in my office a couple of weeks ago?
No, not to me, and I'm sure Fanny's heard nothing or I would have learned about it.
Well, I'm glad Fanny hasn't been told yet. It would be much better if you are the one to break the news to her.
Well, don't keep me on tenterhooks this way, Glenn. Have you fired the boy or what?
No, Henry, I have not fired Jack.
Then what is it?
Henry, we recently added a new junior partner to our firm, about 2 weeks ago, in fact. The young man we selected was not Jack.
Oh. Yes.
I know this hurts you, Henry. It hurts me very much to have to tell you.
Was this man you made a partner someone in the office?
Precisely. Lynn Jones. Very capable.
Yes. Oh, older than Jack, eh? Been with you longer?
No, Henry. Jones is not only younger than Jack, but he's been with us a shorter time.
Oh. And you say that Jack knows that he was passed up?
Yes. As soon as the promotion was official, it was announced to the entire office staff.
Yes. Would you mind telling me why the partnership was not given to my son?
Believe me, Henry, it was not a decision lightly arrived at. And I want you to know, confidentially, that I put forth every legitimate argument in Jack's favor with all the eloquence that I could command. But I was overruled by my associates.
But you are the eldest partner and the head of the firm, it seems
my
to
dear
me. That...
Henry, you spent many years in business. You were faced many times with just such a situation as I was. Let me ask you this. If your associates preferred someone because they honestly and sincerely felt he was the man for the job, would you let sentiment and friendship overrule them and insist that they put in another man?
Yes, I understand, Glenn.
And in good conscience, I cannot say that the selection of young Jones was wrong.
But, Glenn, where has Jack failed?
He has not failed. I think he has great promise.
Well, then?
But he doesn't live up to that promise. In short, he has not grown and matured into the lawyer he should be at this time. He has brains, great potential abilities, but Jack is still a boy in many respects, Henry. I've tried putting bigger cases into his hands, but on more than one occasion, clients have come to me and complained that they didn't have full confidence in him, that he seemed too young somehow.
Have you discussed this with Jack at all?
No, he has studiously avoided me ever since we announced the new partnership. I realize that he's hurt. I can understand that. I'm hoping that he'll be able to swallow that hurt, however, and that this disappointment may serve to help him in the long run.
Yeah. Do you think that I should talk it over with him?
That's something for you to decide, Henry. Perhaps you can help him. That's one reason why I wanted you to have all the facts, so you proceed as you see fit.
Yes, yes.
I'm genuinely sorry, Henry. And I don't want you to think your son is a failure. He isn't. I'm confident that he will be a partner one of these days. Maybe adversity will be the very thing to bring it about.
Yes, you may be right. Hard knocks are a great teacher. I wonder if I've made his path too smooth. How is a father to know, Glenn, at what point a helping hand ceases to help and becomes harmful instead? How much should you give to your children without robbing them of their strength and initiative?
The Barbers will be back in just a moment. I wonder how many of you folks know that there's a new antiseptic on the market. Really a remarkable product for family use. It's called Bactine.
Yes, and remarkable is a word for it, all right. I heard about Bactine through a friend. You see, I've been troubled with athlete's foot, and until I started using Bactine, I was really discouraged. But you know, what it says on the direction sheet is certainly true. Bactine does relieve the itching of athlete's foot. And if you do like it says, use Bactine regularly every day, it combats the infection itself. I tell you, I'm sold on Bactine. And so's my wife. She uses it as an antiseptic and as a sanitizer for thermometers and dishes and things she uses when one of us is sick. She says she wonders how our household ever got along without Bactine.
And that's what you'll be saying, friends. Yes, you really owe it to yourself to try Bactine and discover its many, many household uses. We want you to try Bactine, and to help you try it, we offer it to you on this remarkable double-your-money-back guarantee. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. And if it doesn't prove to be the finest household antiseptic and germicide you've ever used, return the empty bottle to Miles Laboratories. Tell why you don't like it, and double the full purchase price will be refunded to you. Be sure you ask for Bactine. Bactine. Here's the family again.
What were you and Judge Hunter so serious about tonight, Henry?
Huh?
You look as if you had the weight of the world on your shoulders.
Yes, yes. Sometimes I think a father has, Fanny.
Remember to try Bactine, friends. That's Bactine, spelled Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic. There's never been a product exactly like it. Bactine is remarkably effective and soothing for itching, burning feet and for athlete's foot. Bactine relieves the itching and burning and helps combat infection. Bactine is a clear, colorless liquid that does not stain skin or clothing, does not sting nor burn like harsher antiseptics, has a fresh, clean odor. Get a 30 or 70-cent size bottle of Bactine from your druggist right away. Bactine, Bactine, the ideal family antiseptic. One Man's Family is brought to you every weekday night at this time, transcribed by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Tomorrow, Chapter 2, More Plans for a Belated Honeymoon. This is a Carlton E. Morse production, directed by Michael Raffetto.